This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, May 5, 2009. 1. The scripture is Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. When our family prepared to leave for Japan, I walked across the hall of my parents' apartment building in New York and asked our Jewish neighbor, a friend of many years, if she could give us a mezuzah, a little brass box containing a scripture verse that can be attached to a doorpost. I explained that we were going to a country known for its many gods so that we could tell people about the one true God. She gladly gave me one. Inside are the words of Deuteronomy 6 verse 4, handwritten in Hebrew on sheepskin. Shema Israel, Elohim Eloheinu, Elohim Echad. The oneness of God is an offense in Japan. The people there like the flexibility of being able to add another god to their list. They don't generally believe in the gods, but they like the principle of tolerance in this practice. Why is it so important to believe in only one god? The Greek philosopher Socrates pointed out that if you believe in the many gods of mythology, you can never tell what is good. For example, Athena fought against Poseidon. Zeus was unfaithful to his wife, Hera. Right and wrong are lost in a welter of brawling deities. Let's thank the one true God today that we can depend on Him, knowing that His love for us is true. Throughout history, God has shown that He is faithful, and with His help, we can be faithful to Him too.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.